ओम अज्ञानातिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुभे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जनभूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च। नमो ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशय नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 8 लॉर्ड कृष्ण शोज द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म टेक्स्ट 16 एष वह श्रेय आधास्यत गोप गोकुल नंदन अनेन सर्व दुर्गाणि यूयम् अञ्जस्तरिष्यथ। एष वह श्रेय आधास्यत गोप गोकुल नंदन अनेन सर्व दुर्गाणि यूयम् अञ्जस्तरिष्यथ। वर्ड मीनिंग एष दिस चाइल्ड वह फॉर ऑल ऑफ यू पीपल श्रेय द मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस आधास्यत विल एक्ट ऑल ऑस्पिशियसली गोप गोकुल नंदन जस्ट लाइक ए कावड़ बॉय बॉर्न इन ए फैमिली ऑफ कावड़ मैन एज द सन ऑफ द स्टेट ऑफ गोकुल अनेन बाय हिम सर्वदुर्गाणि ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ मिजरेबल कंडीशंस यूयम ऑल ऑफ यू अंजस इजीली तरिष्यथ विल ओवरकम। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पारपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन टू इंक्रीज द ट्रांसजेंडर ब्लिस ऑफ द कावड़मैन ऑफ गोकुल दिस चाइल्ड विल ऑलवेज एक्ट ऑस्पिशियसली फॉर यू एंड बाय हिज ग्रेस ओनली यू विल सरपास ऑल डिफिकल्टीज। पारपोट फॉर द कावड़मैन and the cows, Krishna is the supreme friend. Therefore, he is worshipped by the prayer Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha. His pastimes in Gokula, his dham, are always favorable to the brahmanas and the cows. His first business is to give all comfort to the cows and the brahmanas. In fact, comfort for the brahmanas is secondary, and the comfort of the cows is his first concern. Because of his presence, all people would overcome all difficulties and always be situated in transcendental bliss. So, we'll give a short class, then we'll discuss about Gadadhara Pandit, because today is the appearance day of Gadadhara Pandit. Okay, the name giving ceremony of Balaram and Krishna is given in this chapter from in beginning, and in text 12, that is Garga Muni started speaking, because before having thus been specially requested by Nanda Maharaj to do that which he already desired to do, that is Garga Muni come from, or Gargacharya or Garga Muni come from Mathura for this purpose. Though he was externally, he did not tell this to Nanda Maharaj, but Vasudev sent him for that purpose. So Garga Muni, being requested by Nanda Maharaj, apart from the name-giving ceremony for Krishna and Balaram, in a solitary place, because many reasons he gave before why he didn't, why it will not be openly, because Kamsa may be doubt that this son of Nanda Maharaj, this Krishna, may be the son of Vasudeva also. So in this way, there is in text 12, Garga Muni, in one verse only he told about Balaram, and he gave the name of three names to the son of Rohini. He told this child, the son of Rohini will give all happiness to his relatives and friends by transcendental qualities. Therefore, he will be known as Rama. And because he will manifest extraordinary bodily strength, he will also be known as Bala. Moreover, because he unites two families, Vasudev's family and the family of Nanda Maharaj, then he will be known as Sankarsan. In the three names he gave to Balaram, then he come to Krishna. And this he started speaking about Krishna from text 13 onwards. Today is text 16. So he told that your son Krishna appears as an incarnation in every millennium. In the past, he assumed three different colors, white, red and yellow. And now he has appeared as a blackish color. That is Shukla Raktas Tatha Pito Idanim Krishna Tamgataha. And in the color of Shukla, in Satyajuga and Kratayani, he will appear from Jagya, fire, that is mentioned red, and in yellow, that is in Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. So he told, but in this Dwapara, this boy will be blackish. Then he told that for many reasons this beautiful son of yours sometimes appeared previously as the son of Vasudeva. Therefore, those who are learning sometimes called him this child, also named as Vasudeva. So he gave one name here. He's sometimes before, he's telling before appeared previously the son of Vasudeva. Therefore, sometimes the learning peoples may be called this child as Vasudeva. Then he told in text 15, yesterday's verse, for this son of yours, there are many forms and names according to his transcendental qualities and activities. These are known to me, but people in general do not understand them. So, in this verse, so is Gargamuni is telling that he is indirectly giving advice that is everyone should take shelter of Krishna. That to increase the transcendental bliss of cowherd men of the Gokula, this child will always auspicious for you. And his grace only, you will surpass all difficulties. So this 10th canto is described about the ashraya tattva, 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the 10th subject matter is ashraya. So the ultimate shelter. So the ultimate shelter is Krishna. Sarva dharman paritajya mam ekam saranam braja. And brajavasis, they are knowing that though they did not know that Krishna, or they not ready to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but because of their love and affection, they always under the shelter of Krishna. They took shelter of Krishna. That's why, so here is the Brajavasi, the Gargamuni is telling this cowherd man to the cowherd man of the Gokul, the child will always auspicious for you. The child will be auspicious because Lord Vishnu is always auspicious. Mangalang Bhagavan Vishnu Mangalang Pundarikakheni, any auspicious function we chant this mantra. So this child will be auspicious for all the Braja, and by his grace only that you Brajavasis will surpass all difficulties. So Srila Prabhupada is writing in the purport, Krishna is addressed as Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hitayacha. He is a Krishna is for benefit of both Brahman and cows. But though specifically he is always favor cows. Brahman to Brahman, if not devotee, they will not get they are not blessed by Krishna. Sometimes we see some demons also claim themselves as Brahman, like Ravana, right? But they are not favored Vishnu. But cows, they are always favored by Lord Vishnu. That's why Prabhupada is writing that his first business, Krishna's first business is to give all comfort to the cows, and Brahmana is the secondary. Brahman is secondary. And comfort of cows is his first concern. Because his presence, all people would overcome all difficulties, and always situated in transcendental bliss. So in this way, Gargamuni is specifically speaking to the Brajavasis or to Nanda Maharaj and his associates in this verse, that about the auspicious qualities of Krishna, that his child will be very this child will always get auspiciously for you, for them, for the Brajavasis, and because by the grace of this child Krishna, that Brajavasis would surpass all the difficulties. So that is forecasted by Gargamuni in this verse. So today is also the appearance day of Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit we know in Panchatattva, Panchatattva Atmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam भक्त अवतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्त सप्तिकम्। चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ एंड ऑफ कोर्स इज राधा कृष्ण बोध, राधा कृष्ण न है अन्य, श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य। एंड नित्यानंद प्रभु इज बलराम, अद्वैताचार्य इज महाविष्णु एंड सदाशिव है कंबाइंड, एंड गदाधर पंडित इज इनकार्नेशन ऑफ भक्त शक्ति राधारानी, गदाधर पंडित इज नोन एज राधारानी, इनकार्नेशन ऑफ राधारानी, एंड नारद मुनि इज इनकार्नेशन वाज श्रीवास ठाकुर। So, that's why in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is the Krishna's Kaviraj is telling, Sarva Panditya Sarakhyam Prema Ratna Vibhushanam Madhava Atmajam Vandyagriyam Vandirada Gadadharam. Telling, I am praying to Gadadhara Pandit, who is non different from Radharani, Madhava Atmaja. He is a son of Madhava Mishra, and mother's name was Ratnavati, Gadadhar Pandit. So I am praying to him. He is Prema Ratna Vibhushanam. He is ornamented with love of Godhead. And he is the Sarva Panditya Sarakhyam. He knows the essence of all, that is the essence of all scholarship or knowledge, that to achieve the Krishna Prem. And Gadadhar Pandit is none other than Radharani, that's why he is Prema Ratna Vibhushanam. He is ornamented with this pure love of Godhead. And Gaura Ganadesh Deepika is told that Sri Radha Prema Rupa Ja Pure Purve Vrindavaneswari Sa Sri Gadadhara Gaura Vallabha Pandita Khyakah. Gaura Ganadesh Deepika 147. Here is Kavi Karnapur Thakur is telling that she is this Gadadhar Pandit. He is very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Vallabha. Sri Gadadhara Gaura Vallabha, very dear to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he is very learned scholar. But yeah, Pure Brunda, who is Gadadhar Pandit in his previous pastimes in Brajalila, she was Vrindavaneswari. So Radharani. She is Radha Prema Rupa. So, it is in these two verses you can see Gadadhar Pandit is mentioned as Radha. If Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani, and we also tell that Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Radha Krishna, he is also combined form of Radha and Krishna. Then what is the necessity of again Gadadhar Pandit appeared as Radha? But still Gadadhar Pandit appeared in a male form. Radharani was in female, Alladini Shakti, Radhini Shakti of Krishna. But in this pastime, Gadadhar Pandit appeared in a male form, Radharani appeared in male form as Gadadhar Pandit. His mother Ratnavati was known as also incarnation of Kirtida, and his father Madhava Mishra is known as, considered as expansion of Pundarika Vidyanidhi. He is told that Pundarika Vidyanidhi is incarnation of Vrishabhanu. So actually Gadadhar Pandit, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared for three reasons, Radhaya Pranaya Madhuri Kirtisava Naiva येन अद्भुत माधुरीमा किदृशवा मदीय सौख्यम चास्य मदनुभवत किदृशम वेति लोभा इति समाध्य समाजनी सचि गर्भ सिंधु हरिंदु फ्रॉम दि वोम्ब ऑफ मदर सचि गौरांग महाप्रभु एपियर चैतन्य महाप्रभु एपियर द फास्ट रीजन इज द इंटरनल रीजन इज राधया प्रणय माधुरी किदृश टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज हाउ इज इट दैट राधारानी लव टू अंडरस्टैंड द लव ऑफ राधारानी राधया प्रणय माधुरी किदृशवा सो दैट्स व्हाई ही इज इन ए पोजिशन ऑफ ईश्वर और गॉड हाउ कैन ही अंडरस्टैंड मूड ऑफ ए डिवोटी राधारानी इज द टॉपमोस्ट डिवोटी ऑफ कृष्ण दैट्स व्हाई ही अपीयर्ड इन फॉर्म ऑफ ए डिवोटी टू अंडरस्टैंड द मूड ऑफ राधारानी राधा भाव द्युति सुवलित तनु ही एक्सेप्ट राधा एक्सेप्टेड कृष्ण एक्सेप्टेड द मूड ऑफ राधारानी भाव द्युति द एफुलजेंस ऑफ राधारानीज बॉडी तप्त कांचन गौरांग राधारानी वॉज गौरांगी एंड इज गौरांग दैट्स वाई स्टोलन दिस टू थिंग्स फ्रॉम राधारानी the mood that is the mood of a devotee or to in service mood and also the other the color of her body Radharani's body then he appeared as Gauranga so that's why he told that Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani minus these two qualities Gadadhar Pandit did not have the same leftist mood that as in Radharani's pastimes with Krishna. Actually, we see in Gadadhar Pandit more in the mood of a Rukmani, in the rightist wing, because he gave up the other two moods that the Radharani's mood and effulgence already stolen by Krishna when he appeared as Gauranga. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj also told Radha, ne Gadadhara Panditadi Prabhura Nija Shakti. Gadadhara Pandit and his associates, and they are all the internal potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why I am paying my obeisances. Tasavara charane moro sahasra panadi. That's why I am thousands of obeisances I am paying at the feet of Gadadhar Pandit and his associates. So that's why Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to act as Radharani. He is Krishna. So Gadadhar Pandit Bhakti Vinod Thakur told, actually, Gadadhar Pandit with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit knows how to act in every situation, what is she acted as Vrindavaneswari in the previous pastimes. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is acting, she is not Radha, but acting like Radharani. So anything mistake Mahaprabhu committing, then who is correcting him? Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit always says, how to act. He knows how to Radharani is to act. So, from the very childhood, Gaur Gadadhar, they are together. Gaurang, ne Gadadhar Prananath. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is known as the worshipable Lord of Gadadhar. Gadadhar Priya, he is very dear to Priya. Those who are in Madhuri Rasa, the devotees, they worship Gaur Gadadhar as Radha and Krishna. Specifically Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he is worshipable deity or his ist or his worshipable lord is Gaura Gadadhar. He will go to Navadip Mandal Parikrama and come to Bhakti Vinod Thakur's house in Godrumdip. Then we see there Gaura Gadadhar deities. Wherever Bhakti Vinod Thakur established worship, he always established Gaur Gadadhar. He also established Gaur Gadadhar in Jogopit, in the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the back temple, you will see there is Gaur Gadadhar. So, Gaur Gadadhar is Bhakti Vinod Thakurs, worship of the Lord. That's why he is in his bhajan. That is Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidhum. The concluding lines, four lines Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling. Smara Gaura Gadadhara Kelikalang Bhaja Gaura Gadadhara Pakhyachara Sunu Gaura Gadadhara Charukathang Bhaja Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidhum. It's concluding his bhajan. That telling, always remember about Gaura and Gadadhara. Keli Kalang, their pastimes. Is the internal pastimes. And always do worship and chant their glories. Glories of Gaura Gadadhara and be surrendered to them. Always hear about Gaura Gadadhara, Charu Kathangi, they are very sweet pastimes. Always hear about and chant about them. In this way, you can worship the Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidhum, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when you chant the glories of Gadadhara Pandit also with him, Gaura Gadadhara. Gadadhara Pandit said that he was born in Bangladesh, in Beltigram. But after, when he was into, afterwards they come to Navadip, his father and mother, the whole family came to stay in Navadip Dham. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in 1486 AD. Some writers, they gave their opinion that Gadadhara Pandit was few years younger than Gauranga, about 5-6 years, 6 years younger. But the most of them, they told, no, they are only 15 days may be difference. Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared in Purnima, in full moon. And Gadadhara Pandit appeared in Amavasya. He appeared in Amavasya, also disappeared in Amavasya. So some commentators, they give the reasons why it is like this. Because in Krishna's pastimes, he appeared in Ashtami. Also Krishna has also appeared in Ashtami, and Radharani also appeared Ashtami. That is half moon. Then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the moods and color of Radharani, he became full moon. Half moon, then he appeared in a Purnima, full moon. So now Gadadhara Pandit, everything from Radharani is stolen by Krishna. That's why Gadadhara Pandit appeared in new moon, in Amavasya. He appeared in Amavasya and also disappeared in Amavasya. From childhood, their Gadadhara Pandit's parents' house was very near to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house. So they are always together playing, together as children. They are playing always together. And they are eating, they are sleeping, they are talking, they always, even in studying, they went to school also, in same school they were admitted. But their nature was different. Gadadhara Pandit was very calm and quiet, very humble. And his way of dealing is different from Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu was acts like a proud Brahma, and he is always arguing with others and defeating others, always establishing his opinion. And he is but Gadadhara Pandit is totally different. Its time is very short. To speak everything about, discuss about Gadadhara Pandit is not possible. We will discuss very few pastimes, some topics about his diksha. Because in spiritual life, most important thing is to take initiation from a guru. So Gadadhara Pandit was very anxious to meet sadhus, to the saintly persons. Any saintly persons come to Navadvip, he voluntarily goes there and serve him. And he is very eager to hear Krishna Katha from the mouth of a sadhu, from a saintly person. So one time Pundarika Vidyanidhi came to Navadvip. Pundarika Vidyanidhi was a saintly person, considered as the incarnation of Vrishabhanu. So Mukunda Datta, another associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he knows Gadadhar's mind. He told Gadadhar, "Today you come with me. I will show you a very advanced Vaishnava. I will take you to a Vaishnava and we may hear about Krishna Katha." So Gadadhar Pandit was very eager to hear Krishna Katha. He accompanied Mukunda Datta. Then they arrived in the Pundarika Vidyanidhi's house, Navadvip. But Pundarika Vidyanidhi was externally dressed himself like a prince. He was wearing very costly dress, silk clothes, all, and he is having long hairs, and he has a turban, having a figure, there is a feather, a peacock feather there. And one person, he is sitting in a very high seat, in Vyasasana, he is sitting in a high seat. And one person was putting fan, and another was putting charmer, another their two servants. There is so many. He saw these things, he told, "How is Mukunda just to... is joking with me. He brought me here just for joking. How is this man is an advanced devotee? He told me that he is an advanced devotee, and I am seeing the external, all the symptoms, and not looks like advanced devotee symptoms." So in within, he was thinking something wrong about Pundarika Vidyanidhi. Knowing the mind of Gadadhar, Mukunda started singing one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. "Aho bakiyam stanakala kunkutam jingha swaya pyadapya sadhi lebhe gating dhatring uchitam kimanya kangva dayalu saranam brajema." Just he chanted this verse very sweetly. Mukunda Datta was very famous for singing. So when, because he told, "Look, Krishna is so merciful. This Putana, the Bakiyam, the sister of Bakasur, this Putana, came by smearing poison on her breast to kill Krishna. But Krishna is so merciful. He gave him a position of a nurse, assistant to his own mother, Jasoda. How can someone go to other shelter without taking the shelter of Krishna? He was so merciful, Lord." So when Pundarika Vidyanidhi heard about this verse, he forgot everything. He was sitting in opulent position in a high seat, he forgot everything. He just telling, "Oh Krishna, Krishna, Krishna." He expressed all the eight symptoms of Sattika Bhava. He immediately fell down from his throne to the ground. He was crying, rolling on the ground. His whole body was smeared with dust. His dress became dirty, and the tears flowing like anything from his eyes. Seeing this situation, from hours you are just crying for Krishna. So seeing this things, and now Gadadhar Pandita understood the position of Pundarika Vidyanidhi. Though externally he is dressing like a prince, but he is actually a much advanced Krishna devotee. So he opened his mind to Mukunda that I have thought something wrong about this person. Now I saw him. So internal, though it is not externally, but internally he committed offense to this Vaishnava. How can I free from this offense? I heard that if someone becomes a disciple of someone, then Guru takes all the sinful reactions of his disciples. Thinking, he told, I may accept this person as my guru, my spiritual master. So when Pundarika Vidyanadhi come to external senses, then Mukunda told everything to Pundarika Vidyanadhi. So by taking permission from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Gadadhar Pandit become the disciple of Pundarika Vidyanadhi. He took mantra diksha from Pundarika Vidyanadhi. So this is a So that's why Vaishnava, the offensing Vaishnava at the Vaishnava Aparad is very, it is very grievous. It is like made elephant in spiritual life. So in this way, Gadadhara Pandit was reading this Vyakaran, and he said Nyaya, logic, from the same school. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also going to the same school of Gangadas Pandit. He was reading Vyakaran, he was a student of Vyakaran, but he is Nyaya. Who is reading Nyaya? Gadadhar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always teaching him, telling, so asking so many questions. So any answer she gave, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just gave the another answer. He told me you spoke wrong. And he established another answer. So in this way, so that's why Gadadhar Pandit remain always aside from Gauranga. But in school at least. Other times they come together, but in school they don't want to mix much with Gauranga, with the Nimai. One day Nimai Pandit saw him in the world, he taught him, hey Gadadhar, why you are going away from me? You are a student of logic. Tell me, what is the definition of liberation, mukti? So Gadadhara Pandit explained according to Shastra, as a mukti means just to when become free from all types of miseries, adi daivik, adi bhautika, adhyatmik, all types of miseries. When become very blissful situation, always like this, it explained this mukti means to just free from atyantika klesha, from all types of miseries. Mahaprabhu told, no, this is not proper answer. You give wrong answer. Go and tomorrow, come again, read Shastra and come again. So in this way there is always Mahaprabhu's nature is different and Gadadhara Pandit's nature is different. One time, and then, but Gadadhara Pandit is always in mind, internally praying, oh Krishna, if this Nimai Pandit become a devotee, I'd be always serve his lotus feet. He's such so scholarly and so, how he become a devotee? He was always praying to Krishna. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu become a devotee, actually go after his father's disappearance, he went to Gaya. He come to Gaya for in clue of Shraddha of his father, to give Pindadan for Jagannath Mishra, but actual reason is to take initiation from Ishwarapuri. So anyhow, Mahaprabhu returned back from Gaya, then he was not Nimai Pandit before. Now he became a great devotee. He was always crying for Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Now Gadadhara Pandit become very happy. Mahaprabhu first came, then he come to Suklambara Brahmachari's house. As Suklambara Brahmachari's house, Mahaprabhu started speaking about Krishna. Where is Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? Krishna say, Krishna re bapare, oh my Krishna is my father, mother. Even he was glorifying and crying for Krishna like anything. Seeing this condition, Gadadhar Pandit just sitting there in the other room. She was, Gadadhara Pandit is also, he was crying also. Mahabhu told, who is there crying another? who is he? And everyone telling Gauranga, this is your Gadadhar. So Gadadhar, then Mahaprabhu was appreciating Gadadhar Pandit like anything. You are from very beginning, you are a devotee. You are always doing Krishna bhajan, but I am such a fool. I just lost my time by not doing Krishna bhajan in this way. Then Gadadhar Pandit now become very close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are always Gaur Gadadhar. One time in Sachi, in house of Jagannath Mishra. Now Sachi Mata was alone when Mahaprabhu came. One day he was seeing Gadadhar, and Gadadhar is coming to him. He asked, Gadadhar, where is Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? Where is Krishna? Krishna, Krishna, he was crying. Gadadhar told me, why you are impatient? Why crying? Gadadhar is within, Krishna is within your heart. Krishna is within your heart. Because we know, we tell the Ishwara Sarva Bhutanang. So Mahaprabhu started with his nails, started scratching his chest. Bloods come out, then everyone was fearful. Sachimata was fearful, what is going on? But Gadadhar Pandit was very intelligent. He told again, hey, why Nima you are become so impatient? Just Krishna went. Out now, from outside is coming, within very... Krishna in out, Mahaprabhu become very quiet. He is coming. So he started waiting for Krishna. Seeing this, Sachimata told Gadadhar, you are very intelligent. You always stay with my Nimai. Don't separate from him. Always stay with him. So in this way, Gaur Gadadhar always stay together. They eat together, they sit together, they sleep together, they always in Navadi pastime. Dakshine Nitai Chand, Bame Gadadhar. Nityananda Prabhu sometimes is staying in Siva Sangan, but Gadadhar is always coming to Gauranga, always associating with him. So in this way, we see in any past Navadip Lila, even in Sankirtan Lila, when Mahaprabhu dance, then in right side there is Nityananda and left side Gadadhar. Bame Dakshine Nitai Chan, Bame Gadadhar. In Siva Sangan in Mahaprakash Lila, that we see in Sivas Thakur's house, Gadadhar Pandit was supplying betel nut to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, sitting on his left, standing on his left side of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu was holding umbrella. And Sivas Thakur was doing kirtan there. So in this way, Gadadhar Pandit was very dear to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Even he will take sannyas. He very intimate person. Four people Mahaprabhu told, the one of them was Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar become very unhappy by hearing that Gauranga is going to take sannyas. He told, why you want to take sannyas? What will happen to your mother and your wife, Vishnupriya? No one can do Krishna bhajan without taking sannyas. Don't do this. But Mahaprabhu finally already decided to take sannyas. So when Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar Pandit also came with him to Jagannath Puri. And Mahaprabhu, there's so many pastimes we can speak within a short time. So when Puri he came, he stayed in Jameshwar Tota, that is now Tota, this Radha Gopinath, Tota Gopinath Mandir. So that place was very secluded place, calm and quiet for doing bhajan. So Mahaprabhu gave that place to Gadadhar Pandit. And every day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to Gadadhar Pandit. Why? To hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hears Krishna Katha from Ramananda Raya. He hears songs of Vidyapati Chandidas and Gita Govinda and Jayadev Goswami from Swarupa Damodara Goswami. And when he wants to hear Bhagavatam, then come to Gadadhar Pandit. Eh? Gadadhar Pandit, all the Gaurav Parsadas, they come to hear Bhagavatam with Mahaprabhu to Gadadhar Pandit every day. So Gadadhar Pandit was very expert in discussing and explaining Srimad Bhagavatam. And one time when Mahaprabhu was there hearing Bhagavatam, generally Mahaprabhu hear about also different topics. One time he come to 10th canto, then Mahaprabhu was explaining. Gadadhar Pandit was explaining about internal pastimes of Radha Krishna, and so hearing this in pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu become ecstatic. Spontaneously chanting so many verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. Specifically, Anaya Radhita Nunang Bhagavan Hariri Swara Yanno Vihaya Govinda Pritoyam Yanayadraha, because he himself appeared to test what is the love of Radharani, and this verse was spoken in Bhagavatam by Radharani, how Sri Radharani was so dear to Krishna, that is a specific gopi, that he worshipped Krishna in a topmost extent, in a special way. So Mahaprabhu has become very ecstatic. He chanted many verses. Ha Natha Ramana Prastha Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja Dhyasyaste Krupanayami Satya Darsama Sanidhya. Many Bhagavatam verses. Oh Krishna, you became feel very intense separation from Krishna by hearing this chapter about the rasa pastimes of Krishna. So in this way, when he has no external consciousness, Mahaprabhu has become mate with Krishna Prem. And suddenly he was putting his hand around, and one place he just put his hand. Still, he told Gadadhar, you gave me so much nectar to drink by chanting, by explaining this Bhagavatam. So today I want to give you a gift. Then Mahaprabhu just asked his associate, just take this sun out here. When they are just putting sand out from earth, they found a very beautiful deity of Gopinath. Siman Rasa Rasarambhi Bangsi Vata Tatasthita Karsan Venu Soneir Gopi Gopinath Siyastun. Because Rasa Lila pastimes was discussion that day. So he got this deity of Gopinath from earth, from sand inside. Then and there is also Gopinath, and also Radharani, and also Lalita, three deities. Then he asked Gadadhar Pandit, Gadadhar, I am giving this deity to you as a gift. So you must worship, take care of this deity. So Gadadhar Pandit with much sincerity, with appreciation to Gauranga, he accepted this deity. From that day he started worshipping Gopinath. That is Tota Gopinath. He actually told that before he was standing, it was like 7 feet deity. A standing pose. But later on, when Gadadhar Pandit become old, could not, the putting the and garland, it was too high. So he was thinking to appoint another pujari. So the deity Gopinath sit down. So it is now sitting in pose. In whole entire universe, we will find only one deity, Gopinath, Tota Gopinath, is sitting in sitting pose. Krishna is always standing pose, but he is sitting there with flute. So in this way, Gopinath was worshipped by Gadadhar Pandit. Mahaprabhu every day come to see Gopinath, and in concluding pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered to that deity. He told that Mahaprabhu disappeared with that Gopinath deity. So in this way, so many pastimes It's not possible to speak. So anyhow, one time even Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami just explaining how intense love of Gadadhar Pandit. One time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Puri, that's why Gadadhar Pandit took Khetra Sannyas. This Khetra Sannyas means there are two types of sannyasi. Tridanda Sannyas means traveling and preaching, and Khetra Sannyasi means staying in one place, Krishna's pastime place. The Goswami is also Khetra Sannyas. So Gadadhar Pandit took Khetra Sannyas and took vow, I should not leave Jagannath Puri. I will stay always. Whole life I will spend here. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to Vrindavan, he decided to come to Vrindavan, then was coming to Vrindavan, then Gadadhar Pandit is also thinking, I am also going to Vrindavan. But Mahaprabhu told him, you took Khetra Sannyas, you stay here, don't come with me. Stay here and worship Gopinath. Who will worship Gopinath? You leave. You stay. Your Khetra Sannyas brother, you stay here. But Gadadhar Pandit told, Khetra Sannyasa Mara Jaukara Satal. Panditera Gaura Prema Bujhana Na Jai. Khetra Sannyasa, Khetra Sannyasa Gopinatha Seva Charila Trina Praya. He immediately get ready to give up the worship of Gopinath and also the brata, the Khetra Sannyas. Told no. Jaha tumi sei Nilachal, wo Goranga, wherever you stay, that is for me, Nilachal. I took this Khetra Sannyas to stay with you in Nilachal Dham. Now you are going to Vrindavan means I also go with you. But Mahaprabhu tried to pacify him. And then finally Mahaprabhu told, if you love me, then you have to follow my instruction. If you are not following my instruction, then how you are love me? So finally he convinced Gadadhar Pandit to stay in Jagannath Puri and Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan. A very difficult to understand. Radharani never left Vrindavan. But we see these three intimate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani, Swarupa Damodara Goswami and Ramanandraya, they are Lalita and Visakha. Lalita, Visakha and Radha, they never come to Vrindavan. They stay always in where? Jagannath Puri. In Gaur Lalas, we see Radharani and Lalita, Visakha, they are always stay with Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Stay in Puri. They never live in Puri. They did not come to Vrindavan. So in this way, Gadadhar Pandit, pastime is all limited. It is not possible to discuss in class. Time already passed 10 minutes. So I stop here. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Gadadhara Pandit, Appearance Day ki jai. Srila Gadadhara Pandit ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.